The union that represents Unit 5 teachers is calling on the district to revise its just-released pandemic reopening plan to address what it calls hundreds of unanswered questions. Ryan Denham has more.
Unit 5's plan, just like others in Central Illinois, gives parents a choice: send their child back to school in person or learn remotely this fall. Unit 5's junior high and high schoolers would only be in person 2 days a week, while younger students would be there every day. That leaves parents weighing childcare needs, work obligations, and the health of their families. Unit 5 Education Association President Lindsay Dickinson says her union did not directly participate in the development of the plan. She says, however, the union was invited to participate in the district's Pandemic Advisory Council to provide input, along with other stakeholders, and administrators did seek its input to clarify and verify issues that were potential contract violations. The union says it learned about the details of the plan when it was released to the public. New Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel says the plan was indeed developed with input from the Pandemic Advisory Committee. That included administrators, teachers, staff, union reps, and others.
Here in Unit 5, we have put safety protocols in place that we think not only protects our staff members, but that of our students. Every staff member will be provided with a washable mask. We've ordered face shields. We have plexiglass set up in the office areas.
The teachers' union also raises concerns that Unit 5 developed the plan based on outdated feedback from families and employees. The deadline for survey feedback was July 8th. Since then, McLean County has added 121 new coronavirus cases. It's a 40% spike in just 2 weeks. Dickinson says if teachers were surveyed again, they'd respond very differently because of that. Dickinson is expected to deliver her comments tonight at the Unit 5 school board meeting. That meeting is at 6:30 at Normal West. Across town, District 87, students of all ages will be in school every day unless their family opts out for a fully remote experience. Teachers Union President Joe Lewis says a top concern for teachers is how much social distancing will be possible with everyday in-person instruction at Bloomington Junior High and Bloomington High School. Class schedules will be modified, but District 87 teachers have noticed how different that is from Unit 5's 2 days per week plan.
So I have gotten questions from teachers saying, why does our plan seem to have more students in the building, which makes it harder to social distance? After they've read Unit 5's plan, they're asking, questions about why we aren't doing something similar. And I don't have answers to that question.
The answer hinges in part on a big unknown: how many families will choose the remote learning option? About a third of District 87's families completed their survey. Of those, 11% indicated they would participate in remote learning. Another 31% of families were unsure what they would do. The statewide Illinois Federation of Teachers Union called this week to start the school year with remote learning across the board, calling it the safest and best option. Joe Lewis says rising case totals in Central Illinois may require more statewide guidance, like what happened in the spring when Governor Pritzker closed the schools.
I remember in the springtime that it was a relief when the state said, you know what, this is too dangerous, we need to go remote learning. And even if it's for the first 3 or 4 weeks of the school year, even if it's just to delay, to make sure that everything is in place, if the numbers continue to rise, I hope that we have that kind of guidance. Because right now there's so many unknowns, we may need more time.
In the more rural Olympia School District, Teachers Union co-presidents Stacy Gakey and Kate Berry say they're generally pleased with the reopening plan released last week. Teachers had input through a curriculum team that formed last spring when the coronavirus arrived. Gakey says she and Berry also met directly with the administration to discuss it.
Her plan that has been put together really focuses on staff safety and student safety.
That said, there is still some uncertainty. How will quarantining work if a teacher tests positive or their own child does? Where will Olympia find enough substitute teachers to fill the gap? Whatever happens, Barry says the key is for parents to understand that teachers are trying their best.
Parent support is going to be essential for us getting through, this school year and being flexible.
Barry is a teacher at Olympia High School. Gakey teaches kindergarten. I'm Ryan Denham.
We'll have full coverage of tonight's Unit 5 school board meeting at WGLT.org and tomorrow during Morning Edition.